across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It is coming up to 11:30 and I'm hoping that on the line I've got Lucy Hadley. Lucy, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Yes, hello.
Hello, nice to speak to you. Now, we're talking to you because last week there was a report published by the Royal Society for Public Health and Slimming World called Health on the Shelf, which exposes how supermarket sales strategies have been fueling the obesity epidemic. And you are in a position to talk about that because, am I right in thinking, you lost 10 stone in body weight?
Yes, that is correct. I've lost just over 10 stone through Slimming World. In just over 14 months as well, yes. So it's been absolutely amazing. I feel on top of the world.
That is amazing. So you were 20 stone, you're 21 years old. That was quite heavy, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I joined Slimming World back in May 2017 and I was 19 then. And I was just coming up before my 20th birthday. And when I got onto the scales at Slimming World, at my heaviest weight record was 19 stone 3 at the age of 19.
Wow. And how did you get to that weight, Lucy?
So when I was younger, I had asthma, and that had a bit of an effect on my weight. When I was taking steroids, I'd end up eating more and more. But as the years sort of got on, a year of my birthday came up, another stone came on, sort of thing. And a lot of it was the food I was eating and the lack of exercise I was doing and just being young, really, and just enjoying being out with friends and food being the last thing on my mind.
And
not realising the benefits it would have later on in life to my obviously my health and the way I am in life now.
Yeah, so did you know, were you aware that you were putting on this weight? I mean, I don't know, that sounds a silly question, but if it happens over a period of time...
It's really not a silly question. I didn't have a clue. When I stepped on those scales, I didn't know that that's how much I would weigh. I just kept eating and eating and eating and didn't think about all the sugars and the fats and the things that are in actually the foods that I'm putting down my throat.
So what was it that made you think, I've got to do something about this?
So I joined Slimming World just before my 20th birthday because I had a lot of people coming up to me saying, oh, what do you want to do for your birthday? And anything, like any ideas? And I was like, do you know what? Same as every year, don't want to do anything. I'm not bothered. But then I sat with my partner and he was like, no, come on, you've got to do something. And I thought to myself, do you know what? I've actually lost all of my childhood, all of those nice teenage years of not doing things because my weight has always, do you know what I mean, got in the way all the time and just stopped me from wanting to do those things because I've always thought to myself, I can't do it. I'm too heavy. I won't fit in things. I can't, do you know what I mean, my weight's all behind me. And I realised, you know what, if I don't do something about it now, I'm going to lose my adulthood too. I will die if I don't lose weight. And at 20 years old, it was a big, big thing, big weight on the back of my shoulders and I knew I had to change something.
So what had your weight stopped you from doing?
So I couldn't go to activity centres with my, like, when I was in growing up through school, like when my friends had parties at activity centres, I couldn't go on certain rides because the straps wouldn't fit round me, and I didn't like go swimming because I was too afraid of what people would say I looked like in a swimming costume. I couldn't go go-karting because I wouldn't like fit in the suits. Just things like that that like I would want to do when I was young and out with my friends, and it just stopped me from doing those things because I knew that I didn't want the shame and the embarrassment around people when like somebody said, oh, sorry, we don't stock up to your size.
Yeah, we hear a lot about fat shaming now, don't we? And was it something you experienced?
Yeah, all through secondary school, I was moved from pillar to post around the school because of people name calling me and saying things about my weight, and it just really got me down. And I knew that I had to do something about it when the time came.
I'm playing devil's advocate here, Lucy. I mean, some people might have just said, "Well, you just needed to have more self-control."
Definitely, definitely. But I don't know. Joining Slimming World now, they've helped me through the advice they've given me from self-control and about learning about portion sizes, about what I should be eating, what I shouldn't be eating, through their food optimizing plan. But when I was younger, growing up through school, nobody ever told me that this is how much you should have on a plate, or you should only be eating this amount of carbs a day, do you know what I mean? Things like that. That wasn't put out to me when I was younger. I just ate because it was there. And it was put on my plate.
And this report, which talks about supermarket sales strategies, I mean, we were talking about them earlier. We all know them, you know, the sweets by the checkout, biscuits at eye level height. Did you find that when you went round a supermarket, you were succumbing?
Oh, all the time. Like, I'd do a shop and then I'd get to the end of an aisle and say they'd have what I've just bought in a single pack. So I bought one chocolate bar for 80p. I'll go around the corner and you can buy four of those chocolate bars for £1. Well, when you just think to yourself, oh, I may as well save the money and get another three and just pay £20 extra.
So do you think the supermarkets have a responsibility?
Yes, definitely. I think that they should be promoting healthy eating and putting those where the sweets and the chocolates are. They need to be putting more fruit and vegetables and more healthier options in those places.
And the Royal Society for Public Health have designed a new supermarket in central London, which does exactly that. It's called Nudge. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have, and it's absolutely amazing. What they're offering is brilliant and will help so many people. When they're doing their shopping, they're going to be having cards with ingredients on, with cooking instructions on to help you cook those healthy meals at home and give you an idea of what healthy living is all about and how it can be fun and how it can be. And you can, it can be for all ages and it can be for all budgets. Do you know what I mean? It can help everybody.
Does it feel very different, that supermarket, to just going into, you know, the Sainsbury's down the road?
Oh, yeah, like at the end of the aisles, instead of the multi-packs of sweets and chocolates, they've got more healthier ideas, more healthier foods. They still have the sweets and the chocolates there, but they're more low-calorie things, which is what we need to get out to people, is you don't have to not eat chocolate, you don't have to not eat crisps or the sweets and the sugar. It's just finding the right alternative to the full-fat things. So, like, instead of having a full-fat energy drink, have a low-calorie energy drink and things like that, finding the alternative to the high sugar and calorie foods.
So you've lost 10 stone. How does that feel? How different do you feel?
Absolutely amazing. I feel like I have been given a second chance of life, and some, like, Slimming World has given me a whole new life, and I now am able to live life what I should have been doing years ago in my teenage years. I'm now catching up and doing it now, but I'm loving every single minute of it.
And of course the trick now is to keep that weight off, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so I've been at Target for over a year now, and with Slimming World's help I've been able to maintain my weight of a 10 stone loss for a year now. So Slimming World's really supportive, really helpful. I go to groups, share ideas and help other people through their weight loss journeys now, which I'm really, really happy to do.
And what's the main difference now between what you used to eat and what you eat now?
I do a lot of home cooking now, which is something that I never used to do before. I used to get ready meals or like meal deals or takeaways, whereas now I do a lot of home cooking. So I'll get all the ingredients and I actually know what I'm putting in my foods, which is something I'm really, really interested about. And I know what's going into my mouth and what it's doing to my body, whereas before I was just piling it in and not really understanding or realizing what's going into my mouth. But now it's so, like, I have so much knowledge on food, and Slimming World's helped me learn how to cook, understand food, portion control, maintaining weight, losing weight. So yeah, it's been a really, really good experience.
And of course supermarkets are still the same, they're not like the one you visited in London. So how do you avoid those offers and the sweets, etc.?
So I plan every single week what I'm eating. I write down all the meals that I fancy, and then I'll write down in my list what ingredients I'll need for those meals. And I just go straight into the shop and I have my tick list and I go in and I just do it straight away. I don't think about any other foods. I know what's on my list and that's all I'm going to buy. And it also helps me, being young, it helps me budget as well, and it helps me save money because then I'm not throwing food away and there's no food waste and things like that.
And you were talking earlier about all the things you couldn't do when you were heavier. Have you been able to do some of those things now?
Yeah, so I recently went on holiday and I've been jet skiing, I've been to a water park, I go trampolining, I go swimming. It's nice to be able to take my nieces out and go to the park with them and not have to sit down all the time, to be able to run around with them and have fun and just enjoy life and know that my life's not going to stop now. I've you know what I mean? I've gained so many more years onto my life by losing 10 stone. I feel amazing.
Yeah, you must, medically, you must have been, it must have been tricky. Did you have...
Oh, yeah. Always going to the doctors, they would always say, oh, it's because you're overweight, it's because you're overweight. And yes, I was overweight, but I've done something about it now. And it stopped me from having heart attacks, strokes, diabetes. It's given me years on my life, and I'm so, so happy.
Well, Lucy, congratulations. That is an achievement. How long did it take you then to lose that 10 stone?
14 months.
So you've got to be determined, haven't you, and patient.
Oh, yeah. Patience, determination, planning, and going to group. Group were the biggest support because they know how I felt at that time of walking through the doors, knowing that I had a problem with my weight and how to overcome it. All those people in that room understood me and helped me be the person I am today.
Well, and if you had some advice to give somebody who's listening to this and thinking, you know what, I could do with losing some weight, what would you say?
I would say go and find your local group, get down there, get weighed, and your life will begin now. it works for everybody. There's no age limit. There is a light at the end of that tunnel. No matter how much weight you have to lose, Slimming World works, and everybody at Slimming World is here to help you lose that weight.
Well, thank you very much, Lucy. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
You're in Peterborough, aren't you?
It's been great to talk about such an important subject in society nowadays.
And what does the rest of the day have in store for you? What have you got planned?
Well, my sister, she's just had a little baby boy on Thursday. So we're all going to go out as a family for the day, and there'll be lots of running around and having fun.
Lovely. Well, have a lovely day. We've got the weather for it. Really nice to chat to you. And well done again. Congratulations.
Thank
lovely
you very,
to talk
very
to you,
much.
Lucy. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.